Two men in the backfield. Kraft still under center. One man out right. Looks like Ginther.
Oh.
And flags all over the place with 7:33 remaining in the second quarter.
Kramer jumped a little bit there, anticipating the count.
So yet another foul for the Pirates. Penalty in the books. 5-yard penalty there. Pushing them back 5 yards. It is now first and 15 on their own 40-yard line for the Pirates. So, looks like the same formation for the Pirates. Ginther out far right with two men in the backfield. Sloan, Klasky. I can't see the numbers on the other running back. Hands it off to number 7, Derek Poff, the first time he's carried the ball. He's out for 10 yards, 15 yards, 20 yards. He's to the 20-yard line and gets tripped up by number 89 of North Huron.
And that being, let's see here, where did he go? Oh, there he is. Eric Les Prince, is that how
Les
I've been?
Les Parents.
Les Parents. I've been butchering that all night, folks. So you'll have to excuse me on that.
So a 37-yard gain for Derek Puff, his first carry of the night. He had 100 yards last week against the Pirates. So Derek Puff with 37 yards on one play there. First and 10, coming out from a first and 15 for Puff. Now it is first and 10 at the 23-yard line in North Huron territory with 7:24 remaining. Hand off to Ginther. He has room to run. Gets the first down before meeting a swarm of North Huron Warriors, but a flag on the play on the opposite side of the field.
Holding is showing, and he was brought down in there by number 20, Tom Fisher.
So yet another penalty against the Pirates. This is their third in a very short drive.
Right, and they were actually the penalty came from the far side where they're running, so there was no reason to hold, but they teach the now with blocking you used to hit with a shoulder pad. Now they teach with having the hands come inside the shoulder pad, so they get a little grip of the jersey.
And a very fine line there when it gets between hold and a when you're blocking.
Absolutely.
So first and 15 for the Pirates from the Warrior 29-yard line. Two men in the backfield, Wainer the tight end, and then Ginther far right for the Pirates, traveling right to left across your radio. Fumble on the play, Derek Puff there, but it was recovered almost by the Warriors, but it popped out when the lineman jumped and recovered again by the Pirates. Very close to the original line of scrimmage.
I'm trying to see him so I can give him credit. It looks like a 60.
Now he's into the huddle, so
yeah.
Only the shadow knows.
Only the shadow knows on
only
that
the
one.
Shadow knows.
But it squirted out like somebody jumped and stepped on a pickle there, Clark. And that lineman said, I got baby and that went.
Now, how often jumped on a pickle?
Hey, you've ever done that?
Can't say I have.
Well, you got to try it.
I haven't lived yet, folks.
You got to go out in the country and do that.
So, Derek Puff, it's lucky there. Gain of 0, fumble. Nearly 2 fumbles on that. It was
right. I believe it was number 61 for the Pirates that recovered it, and Cody Puff.
So, Cody Puff covers for Derek Puff there, as the officials are trying to sort some matter out, looks like with the line of scrimmage.
At least they're not getting together and discussing where they're going.
Well, it looks like they're trying to figure out whether it's first down or second down.
Oh, they're switching it to first down now.
So they're going to repeat. So it looks like it was a double fumble. Does that make sense?
No. Well, I think it should be second down.
It should be second down, but it looks like the officials are showing first down.
First down. Do we have a replay on this radio when it's a 9-second delay?
Can't say we do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so first and 15 for the Pirates. Handoff to Sloan Klasky from Kraft. He has a lot of room to run, dragging the Warriors all over himself and gets to the 2-yard line. A heck of a rut from Klasky going, looks like what felt like he was going downhill there.
Well, and he was bouncing off players from North Huron and finally brought down by number 24, Michael Strozeski.
So a 25-yard gain there for Sloan Klasky, getting down to the 2-yard line.
28-0 here with 6:46 to go, and the Pirates ready to tack on some more.
So the wing tee in progress for the Pirates, but there's a flag on the play even before it began.
Well, the officials are trying to get some air time here now, and they're saying they lined up offside, so that's an automatic 5-yard penalty.
So It's still first and goal for the Pirates at 6:37, 28-0 over North Huron. But they are pushed back to about the 7-yard line now for the Pirates. First and goal on their North Huron 7-yard line. So a string of penalties for Harbor Beach on this drive, which it seems to be taking a lot longer than it actually is, just because
right.
There's so many repeat of downs.
Correct. Penalties have kept the Pirates from being on the scoreboard.
So Kraft hands it off to number 7. Derek Puff takes it out to the right side. Hits head on to a North Huron Warrior, but he pushes across the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, 34-0 over North Huron. Derek Puff in for the score.
And it looks like they're going to kick for this one, Clark. Because I saw the tee going out, I cheated.
Very observant, are you?
Yes.
Very observant.
Yes.
So you have a 7-yard scamper for Puff, his first one of the night. He had 16 carries last week for 100 yards. As Sutherland ready to kick it off for the one-point conversion. A bowling ball snap there.
Missed that one.
And no good, so it's 34-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron with 6:11 remain in the second quarter. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
This is Paul Picklow, General Manager for Thumb Cellular. Since its inception in 1991, we have been the local option for your wireless service. Now the only company with 4 convenient customer service centers throughout the Thumb. Unlike the national carriers, we make the network here in the Thumb our top priority. Thumb Cellular was the first and only company to bring 3G service to the entire Thumb area 3 years ago, and we are diligently working to be the first to bring you 4G service as well. Are we perfect? No. But we are large enough to serve our community, yet small enough to resolve your problems quickly and give each and every customer the personalized attention you deserve. We also partner with other carriers outside of the Thumb to give you nationwide service at competitive prices. Consider this your personal invitation to switch from a national carrier to your local company. Give Thumb Cellular a try, and if after 45 days you're not completely satisfied, just return the phone. We hope to see you in one of our offices soon. We're Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
And we're back in Harbor Beach here, as it is 34-0. Harbor Beach out to the lead against North Huron. And then, Ron, I'm just getting an update here from Ubley against Sandusky. Ubley 8, Sandusky nothing at the end of the first half. 2 turnovers for Sandusky, with 1 that resulted in a Ubley fumble. Fumble for Ubley. Or okay. Fumble against Sandusky, which resulted in a touchdown for for Ubley. So 8-0 Sandusky as the kick was up. And North Huron is going to start their drive at the 30-yard line.
Gavin Colapart made the hit for the Pirates here. As we're late in this second quarter, seems like we should be in the third quarter the way the game is going, but it seems to be crawling at a snail's pace. But both teams, North Huron's trying to do some things on offense, but it's just not happening against this defense of Harbor Beach.
No, that's right, and we have gone to our standing stance since these bar stools, a little sore.
Yeah, the padding on these things haven't changed.
Well, what do you expect when it's a hard wood?
Well, a little softer. I got more padding than you.
Starting at the 30-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors. Number 44, the fullback, is pushing forward. Excuse me, number 48. Number 48, the ball carrier, which is Nick Strzeski, pushing forward for a tough, tough, tough 4.5 yards.
Colapart and Keys made the hit for the Pirates on that one.
I'm going to give him 5 yards on that. So, second down and 5 for North Huron with 5:28 remain in the second quarter. 3 men in the backfield, 1 out right for North Huron.
Uh-oh.
And that one had trouble written over it from go.
They almost got the handoff, but Kramer, Tom Sutherland made the hit for the Pirates. As he almost got the handoff.
So number 48, Nick Strzeski, the ball carrier once again. A gain of -1. So a loss of 1 there. 3rd and 7 for the North Huron on their own 34-yard line with less than 5 minutes to go in the first half.
Well, if you